Half of the 16 SA aged care homes that have been identified as below standard by the Aged Care Quality Safety Commission are in regional areas. Council of the Ageing SA Chief Executive Jane Musserad joins me now to discuss. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jenny.
What do you take away from this news?
So I think there's two parts of this. One is that clearly the monitoring, the visiting of aged care sites has increased. And I think we've got a system now that is not walking past poor quality aged care, and we should be very pleased about that. It is being very exacting, as I understand it, in having a look at the aged care on offer. So where standards may have failed, that is a problem for us. But where facilities and aged care providers respond positively and well and quickly, that's good news. The other part of this is that we are clearly going to need a workforce, an increasing workforce, an increasingly skilled workforce in the future. And providers are telling us that's harder and harder to find.
And that's the case in regional areas particularly, isn't it?
There is a particular problem in regional areas. COTA was in the southeast last week at six centres and came home via Murray Bridge. Talk to older people, and it's really clear that older people want to age in their own communities. That is very, very precious to them. But we've got to make sure that we've got a workforce in our country, both home care and residential aged care, that allows that expectation to be met.
Mm. So from what I understand, with regards to 16 aged care homes not meeting standards, a number of homes in our area only meeting 3 or 4 of 8 standards, what does that actually mean?
So it means that there was evidence found by the assessors that sometimes 1 or 2 or 3 cases that a standard's not been met. So in making that assessment, they find that of all of the substandard makeup, a kind of a major standard, I suppose, and it may be 1 or 2 within those major standards that have created problems. And what the assessors then do is make that report back to the facility, and arrangements are made with the facility to show cause that they have addressed that issue. It is a system that is dynamic. It relies on the people on the floor on a minute-to-minute basis. Aged care is a 24/7 cycle, and it's really important that on a 24/7 basis, older people know that they will get good care.
Jane Musserad from COTA is with me. We're talking about a review showing 16 aged care homes in SA have been identified as below standard. So obviously there's more attention now following the Aged Care Royal Commission onto these standards, and there needs to be a focus from the governments with aged care providers in starting to improve these areas that are being identified, right, Jane?
Yes. I think there's no doubt that the Royal Commission has up the focus and attention on aged care. There is no doubt that there is more scrutiny and the expectations of high standard care all of the time for every person, wherever they live, has now increased, and we should be very pleased with that. What our trouble is in our rural areas particularly, but across the board, is that we are really struggling to find enough staff who are properly qualified to meet the needs of our aged care. And that's, you know, and we know that our aged care providers are telling us that. In some ways, that's reflected in the fact that rural aged care facilities have been disproportionately represented. I guess from our perspective, that becomes even more important that we focus on rural aged care, because more than a quarter of older South Australians live outside metropolitan Adelaide. And in all of the work we do across country South Australia, people tell us they've made that choice. They've made that choice deliberately. They love the communities they live in. They don't want to face upheaval and have to move somewhere else. They would love that aged care to be available in their local community.
Do you think that there is enough available at the moment in terms of in-home care? And I know that the state government's kind of ramping that up, but there are people on the waiting list, right?
Yeah, and so the last federal, aged care is a federal government responsibility. The federal government announced new home care packages. There was some incentive in that announcement to attract staff in country areas. whether that proves to be enough from a Côte d'Ivoire point of view, I guess we think this needs to be a major and concerted effort on the part of aged care providers, of state government and of federal government. There are employment opportunities in aged care right now. We clearly have to address the fact that wages are very low by comparison with almost every other job. It's tough work to do. We need to make sure that careers are there and that we honour aged care workers properly, we reward them properly. But then we need to have some decent pathways, career pathways, and ways of not only attracting people to aged care, but keeping them there.
Mm. And you mentioned you've been in Murray Bridge, and so a lot of people were speaking to you about this particular issue. Was there anything else that was raised during your time over here?
We heard a lot about health services. So health services are really, really important. We heard a lot about the importance of being able to drive and the consequences of losing a licence or not being able to drive, and the importance of having alternative transport available to people. We heard a bit about the loss of a partner and how that changes fundamentally people's lives. That's a really difficult transition for people to make, and often not just the personal grief attached to that, but also it changes things like, you know, who does the household chores, who does the banking. Often, you know, losing a partner might mean the person who's really literate at IT, maybe the person who has died. And so it creates an upheaval. And I think this is the first country listening post, I guess, where that's been a major factor emerging. We also heard still lots of people who are saying they are not online or they are minimally online. And so messages targeted online to them are unlikely to reach them.
Hmm. Yeah, right. So maybe more advocacy in that space for communication from governments and just offering more opportunities to learn, right?
And really the importance of local media, I have to say. So radio and newspaper media becomes very, very important ways, and indeed television, of people getting messages. But there's a reasonable amount of frustration too about government departments that are almost impossible to access except online, and the frustration that brings. But I think the most important thing is that, including and especially in Murray Bridge, people are delighted with the community they live in. We heard people say over and over again, I choose to live here and I love it.
Oh, that's great to hear. Well, thanks so much for your time today, Jane.
Thanks, Jenny.